Economic growth in Britain contracted again during the last 3 months of 2012. Larry Miller reports there's now concern Britain faces a triple-dip recession.
The British economy shrank by 0.3%. Four out of the last 5 quarters have now had negative growth. The Office for National Statistics describes the economy as bumpy and the trend sluggish. Treasury Chief George Osborne blames Britain's high debt and a recession-plagued eurozone that's cut back on British exports.
I'm making excuses. We've got to confront these problems. We can't run away from them. And the way you confront them is get the British economy into a state where we are exporting more, where we're connected with the growing markets in the world, where our businesses are competitive, and jobs go on being created.
However, Britain's unions and the political opposition blame the government's austerity strategy for the lack of growth, arguing spending cuts are too deep and too fast. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Even though new home sales slipped in December, it was still the best year the industry experienced since 2009. The Commerce Department says new home sales fell 7.3% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 369,000. Economist Mark Vintner says sales of new homes could be strong again in 2013.
Interest rates are lower. There's not as much competition from foreclosures and short sales, and so home builders are in much better shape.
Vintner says the housing market began to recover in 2012, helped by steady job gains and record low mortgage rates. A bill that would allow gay marriage in Rhode Island is now in the hands of the state Senate. The measure received overwhelming support in the House yesterday. This is NPR News.